98.1 KZE. Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us on the telephone is Mary Burdett from the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. We're excited about the event, and it's happening at the Walsh Farm in Oak Hill, New York, July 17th through the 21st. We're about a month and a couple of weeks away, and the anticipation is building around here. The lineup contains some of our favorite artists that we play daily, and this is a festival for the entire family. Music-based and everything else that goes on is so wonderful. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us. You just said it all. If you're listening to WKZE, you ought to come to Gray Fox because WKZE is our playlist. And, we couldn't be happier to be, hooked up with you guys. So it's perfect.
Yeah, well, we're really excited that we'll get to see for the 4 days that it stretches some of the great bands that we play. And, well, first, I have one big question. Delamay is the artist in residence. Now, they're a four-piece female group. And in the past, well, I've been in attendance, and Billy Strings was an artist in residence. And, well, that's kind of a simple fit. He can really play anything and play with anyone, so he did. And then Jerry Douglas was the artist in residence for, I think, 2 years in a row. And it was amazing to see how many artists Jerry popped up on stage with and played with. So my question is, how is this going to be possible for four women to jump up on stage and join a group?
Well, I think what you're going to see is that at times four women do jump up on a stage and join a group, or if they're playing, they'll have, a couple people come up and play with them. Cool. And then I have a sneaking suspicion that they're going to be, like Kimber will be with somebody, and Celia will go and be with somebody. So I happen to know that... Vicky, who is the reigning IBMA bass player of the year, will be doing a wonderful bass workshop with Missy Raines one day.
Wow!
So they're planning on doing stuff together, and they're also planning on splitting up and doing stuff with a whole bunch of other people. It'll be amazing. Yeah, one of the things that Avril is going to do is an electric guitar workshop with Mark Gamshager and Dave Chappell, who's a great guitarist from the DC area. So that'll be one day. And, so they're splitting up and doing some stuff. They'll be all over the place. When Jerry was our artist in residence, he called me one day and he said, "Do you think I can arrange for a catapult?" so that I can get to everybody that I need. And in this case, I think we're going to need four catapults.
I see. Well, it was kind of amazing how Jerry tried to beat Billy at popping up on everyone's set. It was kind of incredible. And what he added was just phenomenal. What a treat. And this year, I have to say, the lineup is super fantastic. We got Del McCurry Band, Molly Tuttle, and Golden Highway, who are just ripping up stages all over the place. And their following is just growing exponentially as, people experience their talent. And they are fun and incredible to watch. And Molly...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, Molly has been a member of past Gray Fox Bluegrass festivals and grown up around it and loves to come back.
Yes, she does. She loves Gray Fox. And so does, everybody else in the band. She's just surrounded herself with such a great band at this moment in time. Mm. I have a feeling that they'll be together for a good long time. So, you know, it's just a great, great band.
Yeah.
They're there on Friday, as is Del. Mm. And I was just going to go back to Del and May for a second.
Yeah.
To say that Celia, who's the lead singer, met her husband working on the trash crew at Grey Fox. That was her first gig at wow. Grey Fox. She came as a volunteer. They both ended up on the trash crew and fell in love, and, you know, the rest is history. And then from there, I think the next year she got on the hospitality, the backstage hospitality crew.
Wow.
And then she was singing, you know, her heart out to people as they went through the line. And that's when other members of, you know, the budding group at the time, Stella May, heard her and said, wow, we need to sign her up.
Huh.
So, and that all happened at Grey Fox. So they also love Grey Fox, you know, to the max.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's a cool story. And Mary Burdett is our guest from the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. And, well, hearing those stories, well, I have to ask, Mary, how did you get involved with the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival?
Oh, gosh. It was way back when it was the Winter Hawk Bluegrass Festival. Mm. And I just, I was actually dating a guy, and he said, do you want to go to a bluegrass festival? And I said, yeah, that sounds like fun. And I got out of, actually, it was the Berkshire Mountain Festival at the time. Mm. And I got out of the car, and I was like a duck just hatching out of an egg for the first time. And Ralph Stanley was on the stage, and I wondered where I'd been all my life. So I didn't know at the time. I mean, that was a really long time ago. And I had no idea at the time how that experience would change my life. But this is what I do for a living now. And I mean, I've had lots of other jobs, but this is what I do, you know, day in and day out now. And I don't regret a moment of that. And, you know, so that's how that all started.
So pretty much you went to a festival, you caught the bluegrass bug, and you wanted it to be a part of your life.
Yeah, it just became, it was just so, like, that was what was going to happen. I had no clue as to how that was going to happen, but that's what happened.
Now, I'm staring at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival website, and you have a poster on the homepage of the lineup. And what interests me the most, and I have been a patron of the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, and I know this for a fact is true, but if you look along the lineup, which is absolutely impressive in some of our favorite artists, but then as you get towards the bottom, it says 5 days, 6 stages, 40 plus bands, workshops, camping, dancing, jamming, kids academy, and then right after that, it says huge fun. And the huge fun is one of the best parts. And that's why it's on the poster, because every time I've gone, I've seen nothing but ear to ear, smiling faces. And the word joy is almost tattooed across everyone's sweaty forehead, which is amazing. And everyone you bump into and, you know, kind of circle around while you're either dancing or going from stage to stage or workshop to workshop or to a friend's tent to jam. Smiling faces everywhere, including the staff, which blows my mind, all the way from the top up people who run the festival to all the volunteers who are doing things like collecting trash. Everyone has a smile on their face. How do you do it, Mary?
Well, you know, everybody who comes to the festival feels in a bit of ownership of it.
Hmm.
Whether you're a staff, you know, whether you're upper staff or a volunteer or, you know, somebody who's purchased the tickets, of people who are playing there, the new bands that come and play for the first time, you know, our emerging artists. Everybody who comes somehow catches that bug and feels like they are really part of something very good. And and we all know that music makes the world a better place. So I just think it's there in, it's just really apparent at Grey Fox for whatever the reason. You know, it's a beautiful spot. The music is wonderful. You can, you know, take workshops. You can see the kids at the Bluegrass Academy learning bluegrass from scratch from really great instructors. And it, you know, so it kind of goes on and on and on, and that's the way it is from start to finish. So we're really happy that people love it so much.
And, well, folks can get further information, see the entire lineup. It's even broken down by day. The times aren't there yet, but by day, you can see which artists are playing at grayfoxbluegrass.com. And that is the best place to get tickets and everything you need to know about the festival. That's grayfoxbluegrass.com. And Mary, we are really looking forward to seeing, like, Charlie Parr, who we've been playing for years, and I've never seen him. And to have him come to our, quote, neck of the woods, unquote, is a treat. As well as, like, I Draw Slow. They're from Ireland. And Louise and Dave Holden, they have an incredible band. They make great music, and they put chills up and down my spine when I see them.
Yeah, I just saw Charlie, so I'd, spoiler alert, I live in Seattle, in the Seattle area, and I just saw him in Seattle, and he was wonderful, brought the house down, just a great performer, and just a beautiful songwriter and singer, and bluesy guitar player. We're really very excited about having him, and then, you know, we're really embracing where we are in the, you know, so-called Irish Alps. We not only have I Draw Slow, but we have, Niamh Parsons and Graham Dunn, who are also from Ireland. And then we're bringing some people in from Quebec, the Bon du Nord, who I saw also out here, and they just blew me away. They will knock your socks off. Don't miss them Thursday. They have a couple of sets. And then another French-speaking group that's coming up from Louisiana is the Pine Leaf Boys. They're going to be closing the show on the dance stage on Saturday night. So that'll be a bunch of fun, too, as we say.
And then our good friends and neighbors, the Mammals, are there. Twisted Pine is there. The Faux Paws will be there. Our other friend and neighbor, who I just played before, Bruce Molsky, will be with Daryl Anger. And, man, those guys can play. Everybody on the lineup is super talented. And, wow, I'm just looking forward to it. One band I'm not familiar with, maybe you can tell me something about them, is Country Gong Bang.
Absolutely. So they are from Korea, a very young band, stellar musicians, beautiful vocalists. They are the IBMA 2023 International Band Performance Grant winners.
Wow.
And they're playing, they're in the United States now, and they are starting on a tour of many, quite a few bluegrass festivals. And Grey Fox is very lucky to be one of them. They're going to be with us all weekend.
Oh, wow.
And actually, right after Ron Thomason kicks off the show, you know, with with Dry Branch Fire Squad. They're going to be the next band on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
And they're here for the whole weekend. So you'll be able to get to see them maybe 4, 5, 6 times over the course of the weekend. They're really very good. Very
now,
good.
Are they
and
bluegrass?
Sweet, sweet people.
Is it bluegrass?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So
mm-hmm.
Korean bluegrass? Very cool.
Well, yes. And they're probably one of the very few Korean bluegrass bands. What I've been told is that they started to play kind of separately, and they were learning on YouTube because that was the only place that they could learn how to play their instruments. And when I say they are virtuosos now, I'm not understating that at all. It's they're really super good, and they just play beautifully as a group.
Very cool.
Just really beautiful people. Yeah. So yeah, I Country Gong Bang. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And well, that's just one of the interesting choices to see. And that's another great part of the festival is that you decide what you want to see. And a lot of times that is the hardest decision. Besides figuring out what to eat, you have to think about, well, should I go to the dance tent? Should I go up on the hill? Should I go to a workshop? And then things get tricky.
Right. Yeah. It's you do definitely want to be cloned for that weekend, but there's a way you can, you know, the nice thing about our festival is that most bands will play at least twice.
Mm.
So, you know, they may be on the main stage and then they might be on the Creekside stage, or they may be on the Catskill stage. Or so, you know, if you pick and choose, and our schedule will be out in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
We're working on just the final of that. We don't want to put it out and then have things change. So, that's where we are at this point. Almost ready to, to let everything go.
Well, bunch of work and hard work goes into putting on the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. So we appreciate what you do, Mary. And we're looking forward to another incredible Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, July 17th through the 21st, Walsh Farm in Oak Hill, New York. For tickets and all the information you need and to get your filling of huge fun, visit greyfoxbluegrass.com. And I'm truly looking forward to it. And Mary, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us and get us all inspired and pumped up for the event.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can't wait. I know. And you talk about joy. That's exactly why we do this, is to bring, as much joy to the people who come as possible, whether, whatever their function is. So, yeah. A lot of joy.
Well, we appreciate that. And, the joy will bring some kindness, and we'll have a great mixture.
Yes. Yep. All right.
All the best, Mary. Yeah, thank you so much. And we'll see you July 17th.
Thanks.
Is the kickoff of the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, Walsh Farm in Oak Hill, New York, greyfoxbluegrass.com. I'm Rick. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Be right back after this break.
With summer camp and travel season right around the corner, now is the time to ensure that you and your loved ones are protected against vaccine-preventable diseases such as whooping cough, measles, and COVID. These diseases are highly contagious and can make you very sick. Fortunately, there are safe and effective vaccines that can help you stay healthy. If you're traveling abroad, speak to your healthcare provider before leaving on your trip about your vaccination needs. Stay healthy by getting vaccinated.
Did you know, in addition to all the amazing concerts at Bardavon and UPAC, that they also present a wide variety of arts and cultural programming in Poughkeepsie and Kingston? Bardavon and UPAC, home to the Metropolitan Opera live in HD, as well as dance performances, community events, and films. Tickets and info at bardavon.org.
This is Wayne Nussbickel of NNS Supply. NNS is...